Good morning, afternoon, and evening, everyone, and welcome to the Fully Known podcast, where we seek to know God and to know people. I'm your host, Scout Richards, and I cannot wait to get things started with you all today. So, if I'm being honest, I don't really know where to start, and I have a bit of a frog in my throat, so you're just going to have to bear with me. But I'm really excited to start this podcast. It's something that I feel like the Lord has been putting on my heart for a long time now. And I'm just so excited to see what happens with this and where things go. I'm so beyond excited to see all that He has in store. So for starters, I want to talk about the reason why I decided to call this podcast the Fully Known Podcast and kind of its purpose. So I believe that deep down, at the core of all of our beings, everyone as a human has a desire to be known. It's something inherent. It's something that we're born with. We want people to know about us, and we want people to know who we are. We don't want to be forgotten, and we don't want to be looked over. We want to be recognized and known. And this, like, even happens from the moment we're born. You know, we cry and we draw attention to ourselves because we're like, see me, know me, I'm here. And of course, our parents try to do the best job they can at knowing us, and they know us quite well when we're young, but then as we get older, obviously, there's only so much that one person can possibly know about another person. There's limits to that. But ultimately, I think that we go through life constantly seeking out this, like, being known, like, whether we're known for something or known by people, constantly seeking it out. Like, I remember in high school, I just wanted people to know my name, and I wanted them to know who I was. I made it a goal to try to talk to every single person in my grade in high school. Before I left, I was like, I want to have a conversation with every single one of them, just because I want them to know who I am. You know, I don't want them to not know me, you know, have me go through school with them for like 3 or 4 years and not really know who I am. I didn't really like that idea. And I always introduce myself to people. I always shake their hands because I want them to know who I am. I don't want them to forget about me and not acknowledge me. I want them to know me. But at the same time, I really don't want anyone to actually know me at all when I think about it. Like, I keep so much of myself so guarded and so locked away. I don't really, really want anyone to know me, because the real me is riddled with sin and is grief-stricken and is not always happy and not always joyful and not always kind and not always peaceful. Like, the real me that I really don't want people to know is not pretty at all. It's quite ugly, actually. It's disgusting, and it's not something that I'm proud of. But at the same time, it's so important that we acknowledge it and air it out, because everyone is in the exact same boat. You know, we are all struggling so much, and there's a part of us that we really don't want anyone to know. But, you know, there is someone who knows everything about us. And that someone, of course, is Jesus. He really does know everything there is to know about us. Everything. I mean, He knows how many hairs are on our head. He knows everything we've thought about, everything we've done. He knows our deepest desires. He knows our shame. He knows our guilt. He knows all of it. And He loves us through that, you know, no matter what we do. He knows us and He loves us. And we search for this validation and being known everywhere all the time, when really, it's right in front of us, you know. We are known. Fully known by Jesus, and we don't even realize it. We go through so much of our lives, and we're like, man, you know, I just want to be known for something, and I want people to actually want to get to know me, but I really don't want them to know me. You know, I don't. But I want them to know this fake me that I put out there. That's what I want them to know, really. I don't want them to know anything else. But here we are. And of course, there is someone who knows us. And that person who knows us, Jesus and the Lord, he wants us to know him as well. You see, if we really want to feel fully known, first we have to try to know the Lord. And when we seek out knowing him, and when we seek out just his presence and his peace, who we are will become known to us. And we will feel known and loved and worthy and peaceful, really. I mean, this all boils down to peace, you know. We want to be at peace and we think, oh, I'll be at peace if, you know, everyone knows me. I did competitive diving my entire life. Oh, everyone will know me. I'm going to state, like, I'm getting announced on the announcements. Everyone's going to know, you know, that I'm a good diver and blah, blah. But that did not really satisfy me. The more I look back, my junior year of high school when I went, I'm like, man, like, I thought that would do it. I thought that would really do it, you know, that people would know me and suddenly all my problems would disappear. But of course, it didn't, and it fell short. And then I thought, oh, you know what, if I can just get good grades, people will know me. If I'm popular, people will know me. They won't really know me. And again, the Lord has so many promises for us, which are all linked to knowing him. He wants us to know him. That is where we find peace. That is where we find ourselves, is in knowing him. So the main verse that I feel like really brought about this topic for me to start a podcast on is Proverbs 3, verses 5-6, which goes like this. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, know him, and he will make your path straight." So my question for you all, and something I want you all to sit and just think about, is, do you know the Lord in all of your ways? Do you know him in all of your ways? And it's hard because it's like, well, all my ways. I mean, what are my ways? You know, what are my ways that I live life, and how do I know the Lord in that? And that can be a really complex and difficult task, and a daunting task when you think about it. What are all my ways, and how can I know the Lord through all of it? Well, hopefully this podcast will help you kind of get to know the Lord a little bit better, and hopefully me doing this will help me get to know the Lord a little bit better. Ultimately, though, I think what it really comes down to, it's just inviting him into everything and just abiding in his wonderful, life-giving peace. That is how we come to know him. We don't come to know him through just serving him. Like, I think a lot of people get really caught up in this concept of living life for God, which Sky Gitani addresses in his book With, which... the idea of a life for God is where you, in your desperation to serve the Lord, and we're humans, right? We're not perfect. No one is perfect. And a lot of times what happens to us is we get to know the Lord and we don't really know how to associate with him, and we don't know how to just abide with him and dwell with him. And what winds up happening is the only way that we think that we can really come to know him is through serving him, which serving is not a bad thing at all. I personally am hoping to lead Young Life, and that is service, you know, and I've been doing service for a long time. It's a wonderful thing. But when it becomes bad is when we start to think that that is how we know God, which it can be part of the reason, but it cannot be the whole picture. Because to really know God, you have to dwell with him. And so in this life for God posture, what happens is we think, oh, I'm just going to do this, I'm going to do that, and all of this stuff, and then magically, my life is going to fall into place, and I will feel at peace because I will be pouring myself out into the world around me. But that drains us unless we are getting filled up by abiding and being with the Lord. Life for God does not work unless we are living life with God and unless we are knowing him. And then, of course, Jatani mentions a couple other postures that we tend to take on, which I will definitely be going more into depth with in different episodes. But those would be, if you're interested, the book is called With. It's a wonderful book. It talks about life for God, life from God, life under God, and life over God, all of which are ways that we cope with the Lord because we don't know how to know him, and we just don't know him. You know, this relationship that we have with him is such a special and unique thing, and it's unlike any other relationship that we could possibly have in our lives. And we are just humans, and we get confused. We do, and it's not out of any malice or any ill intent or anything. It just happens sometimes. It's like we don't know where to start. We're like, okay, Lord, I love you. I know you're here, but I don't know how to associate with you, and I don't know how to like relate to you. And so I try to relate to you like I would to something mortal and something of this earth. But that fails. That fails. I mean, the Lord is the most magnificent, amazing, wonderful, peaceful, kind, loving, humble, and gentle person. Not even person, that's silly. Being, thing, anything. He just is. The great I am. That's Yahweh. That's who he is. And we can't comprehend that on our own. I mean, we really can't. Like, we fall short. But the Lord just wants to be known. He wants for us to know him and to love him. And in him, we are known. And that is just such a wonderful and beautiful thing. It really is. I mean, think about that. There's someone out there, Jesus, who he looks at you and he just smiles at you with the most gentle and peaceful and loving smile that there ever was, ever will be, ever could be. He just looks at you and he says, you are my son, or you are my daughter, with whom I am well pleased. I know you, and I love you. You know, sometimes in friendships, this is why old friends are so great sometimes, is like I'm in my freshman year of college right now, and it's been a blast. But what has happened is that it can be kind of draining when you're constantly meeting new people. Like, it's a wonderful thing. Then, you know, I go home for a weekend and I see my friends who go to college in my hometown, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know me already. I can fully express my humor and my jokes and everything because you will get it. I know you will because you know me. You understand me. See, with my family, it's the same thing. They know me and they understand me. They do. They really do. And you have peace from that. And then think about how much more peace you could have and how much more comfort you could have knowing that. The Lord, who knows everything about you, there's nothing that you can hide from him. He knows all of it. How much peace we can have from knowing that. How much comfort we can have from knowing that he knows us and we can fully relax and fully be ourselves with him because he sees every side of everything. There's nothing we can hide from him. As much as we like to think we can. We can. So yeah, that is what this podcast is about. And that is what I hope, you know, it can bring to the world. And to all of you guys who are listening, I love you all. And I just wanted to say that I hope all is well and restful with each and every one of you. I love you, and more importantly, the sovereign creator of everything. His grace and mercy surpasses all understanding. Loves you too. Thank you. Thank you all so much for listening today. It has been a pleasure. Please feel free to check out at Fully Known Podcast on Instagram. And I'd also like to say special thanks to Faith Kinzer for the music in this video. You're a great producer.